الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء کرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, as we mentioned previously, we are on the cusp of Sayyid al-Shuhur, the leader of the months of the Islamic calendar. To a very large extent, this is what we, in commercial terms, because many of us, we tend to identify with aspects of the marketplace of daily livelihood and earning. There are periods of heightened, where there is this expectation of heightened financial activity. These are referred to as seasons. From a dini sense, a season is coming. A great opportunity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming. This is such a great opportunity that there's no easy way of explaining the gravity of not appreciating this opportunity. Rather, understand it in the context of that personality who, when Allah introduces him, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Ma and illa, when it comes together in one sentence, it carries a meaning, like we say in Urdu, sirf or sirf, sarapa. We have sent you as nothing, nothing, nothing but rahmat and mercy. Sarapa rahmat, from head to toe he was compassion, kindness. And yet, ba'uda man adraka ramadan falam yughfar lahu. May Allah destroy him. May he be distanced from the mercy of Allah, who finds this season, Ramadan, and fails to gain the mercy of Allah, fails to gain the forgiveness of Allah. Who said Ameen to this dua? None other than that personality who is rahmat from head to toe. On the one hand, this makes us understand what an opportunity Ramadan is. And on the other hand, it is a grave warning to the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that don't treat this opportunity lightly. Anticipate it. Look forward to it. Allah's great mehman, Allah's great guest is coming. You don't wait for the guest to arrive. You start the preparation of the istiqbal of the guest before he comes. If it is somebody very important, very prominent, you'll worry about, where am I going to make him sleep? Is the bed right? Summer months now, air conditioning is working. Is the bathroom okay? Does he have any special dietary requirements? All this intizam, all this forethought takes place. Why? Because a great guest is coming, and if ikram is made of a guest in the correct manner, then if it is an honorable guest, that appreciation will be there. That return will be there. That recompense will be there. You will derive the prize. And what is the prize? The verse of the Quran I recited, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ لَعَلَّ literally translated means perhaps, or have hope, or have expectation. The ulama of tafsir, they say لَعَلَّ when it is directed to Allah, it doesn't carry a meaning of perhaps, it carries a meaning of yaqeen, absolute conviction. Allah says, mafhum of this verse, make istiqbal of this guest of mine, honor this guest of mine, make the ikram of this guest of mine, don't treat this guest lightly, fulfill the haq and right of this guest, and I, O Allah, promise you in return for this, not perhaps, but without a doubt, we will give you the prize of taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ you will become muttaqi. And what is muttaqi? لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِ أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَا اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ you will become the wali of Allah, the friend of Allah. Today this ummah is being slaughtered. Today cheaper than blood, cheaper than water has become the blood of this ummah. Today, particularly in this era or period of social media, none of us can be oblivious to the extent of persecution and suffering and hardship that this ummah globally is going through. It is as if the value of a life of a Muslim no longer remains. In such an environment, what does my Allah, my Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? That my Allah says, man aada lillahi waliyan, faqad barazallahu bil muharaba. Harm the friend of Allah, harm the wali of Allah, become in opposition to the wali of Allah, and Allah will declare war with you. We're looking for solutions. We're looking for solutions. We want Allah on our side. We want Allah to declare war on our enemies. We want Allah to protect us. The key to it, taqwa, taqwa, taqwa. And Ramadan was given to us for taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ not perhaps, with yaqeen, with conviction, we will give you taqwa if you will value this month. There's many of us that have this trepidation. Many of us that have this mindset. Our lives are drowning in masiyat, in sin. So that Ramadan somehow, there is an element of caution, an element of fear, element of hesitation. What is this indicative of? What is this indicative of? We are not looking forward to make istiqbal of this great guest. Because my respected brothers, if we analyze it, the bottom line, what is it? Our lives are drowning and revolving around the dunya. Those whose focus was akhirat, those who had Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of them, open up the books of history, look at the books of seerah, how they anticipated this mehman and guest of Allah. How they waited for Ramadan. Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah mentions in his Lataif wal Ma'arif, kana ba'du salaf yad'una Allah ta'ala sittata ashhur an yuballighahum shahra Ramadan. That the Ahle Salaf, the Salaf Salihin, the pious predecessors, 6 months before Ramadan, they would start making dua to Allah, أَنْ يُبَلِّغَهُمْ شَهْرَ رَمَضَانَ that Ya Allah, keep us alive, keep us alive, keep us alive for the month of Ramadan. We find this dua manqul from the duas of the Salaf Salihin. اللهم سلمني إلى رمضان وسلم لي رمضان وتسلمه مني متقبلا. Oh Allah, keep me with salamat, keep me with afiat till Ramadan. Let me greet Ramadan with salamati, with afiat. And with salamati and with afiat, accept my exertions of the month of Ramadan. This is how they would anticipate the oncoming of Ramadan. Our master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rajab would start. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, bless us in Rajab and Shaban and cause us to remain alive for the month of Ramadan. These were those hearts of nur, of light, of spiritual illumination. They understood the value of this month, where our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, لو يعلم العباد ما في رمضان لتمنت أمتي أن تكون السنة كلها رمضان. If my ummah had to come to know what is Ramadan, they would wish that the whole year was Ramadan. Salafi-Salihin, 6 months before, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Rajab, this dua, Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan. Look at the mercy of Allah. Rahmatul lil alameen. Rahman, Rahim, Rahmati, wasi'at kulla shay. Sarapar, Allah's rahmat, Allah's mercy. 6 months, not 2 months, not 6 months. The riwayat, as a sheikh, Mawlana Zakariya Rahmatul Ali, on the authority of Munziris, Targhib wa Tarheeb, mentions in his Fazaili Ramadan. And I'm digressing. This occasion of Jummah, this 15, 20 or half a minutes or half an hour, it's impossible to even scratch the surface, even with someone with my limited knowledge. Fadaili Ramadan, that Nurani Kitab, introduced the ta'aleem of it in our masjids, introduced the ta'aleem of it in our homes. Appreciate this ni'mat of Allah. We will learn through those ahadith how to maximize the potential of this month. It's not talks. Talks are in its place. Hame karna hai bhai. Deen seekna hai. Deen has to be learned. We have to learn. We have to practice. So introduce this halaqa of ta'aleem. Nevertheless, in the closing chapters of Fazail Ramadan, he mentions, إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَتُزَيَّنُ مِنَ السَّنَةِ إِلَى السَّنَةِ لِدُخُولِ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. Salaf Salikin, 6 months before, they would make dua to Allah, that Ya Allah, cause us to remain alive for Ramadan. Look at the istiqbal of my Allah. Look at the istiqbal of my Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah commands, decorate Jannat. Decorate Jannat. Beautify Jannat. Jannat's beauty is such already. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنْ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. Allah says, Quran tells us, Hadith tells us, the beauty of Jannat is such that imagine whatever you want, you can't imagine the beauty of Jannat. You have never seen anything like it. You have never heard of anything like it. You will never imagine anything like Jannat. Already it is so beautiful. Yet Allah commands, decorate Jannat. Malaika are put to work. They are put to work. Start decorating Jannat. Ramadan is coming. When does this decoration start? When does the istiqbal of Ramadan start? According to this hadith, when the hilal of last year's Eid was sighted. 11 months of the year. Innal jannata latuzayyan latubakhtar. Jannat is decorated. Jannat is beautified. فَإِذَا كَانَتْ أَوَّلُ لَيْلَةٍ مِّن شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ هَبَّتْ رِيحٌ مِّن تَحْتِ الْعَرْشِ يُقَالُ لَهَا الْمُثِيرَةِ فَصَفَّقَتْ. What happens? When the first night of Ramadan finally dawns, from underneath the arsh of Allah, a wind starts blowing. The name of this wind is Muthira. What happens? Hilaqul Masari', the handles of the doors of Jannat, the leaves of the trees of Jannat, the utensils of Jannat all start shaking, start moving as this wind blows. A beautiful clattering music and decoration accompanies the blowing of this wind. Such is the beauty of it that my master sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no one has ever heard anything so beautiful. What happens as a result of this excitement, of this anticipation, of this reverberation that is going through Jannat? The beautiful maidens of Jannat, women of indescribable beauty, women that the Quran does not get tired of describing their beauty. وَحُورٌ عَيْنٌ كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونِ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ كَأَنَّهُنَّ الْيَاقُوتُ وَالْمَرْجَانُ فِيهِنَّ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِ لَمْ يَطْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ فِيهِنَّ خَيْرَاتٌ حِسَانٌ حُورٌ مَقْصُورَاتٌ فِي الْخِيَامِ لَمْ يَطْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ. No time to go into the translation of all this. Allah describes these women such beauty. They go onto the balconies of the palaces of Jannat. They also are excited. They start making dua from the first night of Ramadan. Allahumma ja'al fi hadha shahr min ibadika azwaja. Oh Allah, oh Allah, we are entreating you, we are begging you, let there be those men amongst the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam who will conduct themselves in this month in such a manner that you will make their nikahs with us. وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ جَنَّةٍ يَقُلْنَا الْجَنَّةِ. Jannat itself starts making dua. Allahumma ja'al fi hadha shahr min ibadika sukkana. O Allah, from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let those pious souls be there, let those appreciative souls be there that will conduct themselves in this month, finish themselves in this month in such a manner that you will make the decision that these are the residents of Jannah. From the first night, our master sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the riwayat of Munzir in his targhib wa tarheeb, once he is addressing sahaba, ماذا يستقبلكم وتستقبلون ماذا يستقبلكم وتستقبلون ماذا يستقبلكم وتستقبلون. This is an expression. Something is coming. Something of great magnitude has occurred. So in Arabic, this is the expression. ماذا يستقبلكم وتستقبلون. Sahaba looking at Rasulullah says, nothing has happened. What is causing my Nabi to be react like this? They are shocked. They are looking around. Something great has occurred. They can't see anything. Umar stands up, radiyallahu anhu. Awahyun nazal. Ya Rasulullah, some revelation come that has caused you to react like this. Mada yastaqbilukum wa tastaqbilun thalathan. Three times. La. No Umar. No wahi has come. Adu and hadar. Ya Rasulullah, is some enemy? Is there an impending attack on Medina? Allah has informed you to revelation, an enemy is coming. We must prepare for war. Is this why you have reacted like this? La. No, Umar. Then Ya Rasulullah, what is it? Mada yastaqbilukum wa tastaqbilun. What has come? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatul lil alameen. He says, Ramadan has come. Ramadan has come. Wa inna allaha yaghfiru fi awwali laylatin min hadha shahr likulli hadhi al-umma wa ashara ilayha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, on the first night of Ramadan, Allah forgives the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at, there's no time to go into the detail or the explanation of it, but understand the fervor. Even if you don't understand Arabic, few ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the riwayat ghaliban of Anas bin Malik, when Ramadan came, hadha Ramadan qad jaa tuftahu fi abwabul jannah تغلق في أبواب النار وتغل فيه الشياطين بعدا لمن أدرك رمضان فلم يغفر له إذا لم يغفر له فمتى. The riwayat of Ubadah bin Samit, أتاكم رمضان شهر بركة يغشاكم الله فيه فينزل الرحمة ويحط الخطايا ويستجيب فيه الدعاء ينظر الله تعالى إلى تنافسكم فيه فيباهي بكم ملائكة فأروا الله تعالى من أنفسكم فيه خيرا فإن الشقي من حرم فيه رحمة الله عز وجل. The riwayat of Salman Farsi, on the last night of Shaaban, خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في آخر يوم من شعبان فقال يا أيها الناس قد أذلكم شهر عظيم مبارك شهر فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر شهر جعل الله صيامه فريضة وقيام ليله تطوعا من تقرب فيه بخصلة كان كمن أدى فريضة فيما سواه ومن أدى فريضة فيه كان كمن أدى 70 فريضة فيما سواه فهو شهر الصبر وثوابه الجنة وشهر المواساة وشهر يزاد في رزق المؤمن فيه من فطر فيه صائما كان مغفرة لذنوبه وعتق رقبته من النار. الله أكبر. Even if you don't understand Arabic, Ramadan has come, Jannat is flung open, Jahannam is locked up, Shayateen are tied up. May he be distant who finds this month and fails to gain Allah's forgiveness. If he will not be forgiven now, then when will he be forgiven? The riwayat of Ubadah bin Samit, Atakum Ramadan, Ramadan has come, oh my ummah, barakat has come, Allah's rahmat is descending, Allah is wiping away your sins, Allah Ta'ala is accepting your du'as, Allah wants to see you competing with one another. Show Allah in this month, how much you desire His mercy, how much you desire His maghfirat, because indeed, He is the source of all damnation, who is deprived even in this month of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. The riwayat of Salman Farsi, right on the cusp of Ramadan, last night of Shaaban, my Nabi gathers the Ummah. Oh my Ummah, oh people, a month has come, a month of barakah, a month of blessing, a month in which there is a night better than 1,000 months, a month when you will do farz, Allah will reward you with 70 farais, when you will do one nafil, Allah will reward you as you have done, as if you have done a farz. A month of sabr. In return for this, Allah will give you jannat. A month of mutual sympathy. A month in which Allah will increase your risk and sustenance. Feed a fasting person. Allah will forgive your sins. And Allah will make it a means of freeing you from Jahannam. Such a month. Such an opportunity. The verse of the Quran. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. O people of iman. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. I'm digressing. Sometimes Quran uses the word soam. Sometimes Quran uses the word siyam. One explanation mufassirin give, noun and plural. Another explanation, deeper explanation. Maryam alayhi salam, when she comes to the people carrying Isa alayhi salam, obviously the virgin Maryam, newborn child, all sorts of accusations. What is she advised? Inni nadartu lirrahmani sawma falan ukallima alyawma insiya. She was from the Bani Israel. There the word is used, sawm. Show them, make ishara that I have made nazar, a vow that I am fasting, so I cannot speak. Sawm, Quran uses. Here, kutiba alaykum as-siyam. O people of iman, Allah has prescribed siyam upon you. Siyam. What is the difference? Sawm, abstain from food and drink. Mufassirin explain, ulama kiram explain. Siyam. Not just food and drink. A month has come, the month of taqwa. The eyes have to fast. The ears have to fast. The hands have to fast. The feet has to fast. For Allah's sake. 11 months of the year. That social media. 11 months of the year. That shaitan box. 11 months of the year. The lies and cheating and treachery. 11 months of the year. The open flagrant haram activities. 11 months of the year. Azan falling on deaf ears. We know the list. Kullu bani adama khataun. Besides anbiya, all are sinners. Today, the one that claims I am muttaqi is a liar. If he claims he is sinless, he is a liar. My Nabi said, besides Anbiya, everyone are sinners. But, khayrul khatayin at-tawabun, repent. Repent, put the brakes. Turn to Allah. Beg from Allah. at least as a training for this month, the flagrant open acts of haram, put brakes on them. Switch that social media platform off, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Facebook or whatever it is. You all know that better. I'm not going into the details. That 1-2 in the morning, that shaitan box, cover that, throw it away. Allah's month has come. The month of taqwa has come. Another Ramadan you are going to live, no guarantee. Allah has given you one more opportunity. Allah has given you a chance. Conduct in Ramadan will set the foundation for the rest of the year. Kutiba alaykumus siyam. Let the eyes fast from looking at the daughters of others. Let the ears fast from haram music. Let this heart fast from najais passions and desires. Let these hands fast from oppressing and hurting others. Let these feet fast from going to the dens of haram. Let these feet fast by walking towards the masjid. Let this tongue fast. Stop the ghibat, stop the slander, stop the hurting and insulting. Laysa siyam anit ta'ami wal sharab, innama siyam anil lagwi wal rafath. My Nabi said, abstention from food and drink, that is not fasting. What is fasting? Anil lagwi wal rafath, for the tongue to fast. And when? Allahu Akbar. When from head to toe it is fast, kutiba alaykumus siyam, what will Allah give you? Lo anna rajulan sama yawman tatawwa thumma u'tiya mil al ardi dhahaba lam yastawfi thawabahu dawna yawm al hisab. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one fast, this hadith doesn't refer to the fast of Ramadan. Not first fast, even nafil fast. Sama yawman tatawwa. One nafil fast. Not Ramadan, nafil. What's the difference between Ramadan fast and nafil fast? Ali radiallahu ta'ala, his malfuz is there. That if someone is given the life from now till Qiyamah and he fasts, every day, from now till Qiyamah, nafil fast, all those nafil fast put together is not equal to the one first fast of Ramadan. Nafil fast, my Nabi said, if someone fasts for one day, nafil fast, and then this 24,000 kilometer ball of the earth is turned into gold and presented to him on the day of judgment in payment for the one nafil fast. Lam yastawfi thawabahu duna yawm al-hisab. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this entire earth made out of gold will not be sufficient payment for the one nafil fast. What is Allah giving on the farz fast of Ramadan? Time is limited. I can't go into the details now. But like I said, fadaili Ramadan, read. What is the benefit of sehri? What is the benefit of iftar? What an opportunity this month is. Cry tears of blood. Many of us, after Tarawih, have a snack. Don't even wake up for sehri. Allama Aini rahimahullah has mentioned, 17 sahaba reported the barakah and the blessings of eating food at the time of sehri. Not just to eat. This is the difference between us and the Yahud and the Nasara. Our fast, there is sehri. My Nabi said, tasakharu, fa'inna fi suhuri baraka. He said, make sehri, because there is baraka. Not only in that food, in that time. Wake up. Wake up in the dead of the night. Even though the night may be short, give some time to Allah. Connect to Allah. Make dua to Allah. Iftar. وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْعَرْشِ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. Allah says, you will see on that day my malaika. One is hamilin arsh, those who are lifting aloft the arsh of Allah. They are the malaika. They are circumambulating, making tawaf of Allah's arsh perpetually. What are they doing? Yusabbihuna bihamdi rabbihim, making tasbih of Allah, taqdis of Allah, glorifying Allah. Allah commands those malaika. 11 months of the year, yusabbihuna bihamdi rabbihim. In the month of Ramadan, stop your tasbih. Stop your tasbih. What must you do? Say ameen to the dua of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time of iftar. Ameen to your and my dua. يذر شهوة يذر طعامه وشرابه ولذته. Allah boasts to His angels, the food is there in front of them, they gave it up, they gave their drink up, they gave the food up, they gave their desires up. لأجلي, for my sake. Allah commands His malaika, the dua that they are going to make, dua عند الإفطار لا يرد. Dua at the time of iftar is never rejected by Allah. Such an opportunity. And yet, intizam made in our various masjids. What is happening at the time of iftar? Someone is laughing, someone is joking. Worried about the samosa and the halim, whether the halim is hot enough. Or this bhajia and that cold drink one side. Then the other activity is waiting to get one side. Look at the lives of the Salafi Salihin. They would cry at the time of iftar. Ya Allah, I abstain from the food of the dunya for the whole day. I am hungry now. Ya Allah, save me from the hunger of the day of judgment. Save me from the hunger of Jahannam. Save me from the afat and baliyat. Ya Allah, grant me jannat. Ya Allah, inni as'aluka rahmatika allati wasi'at kulla shay. This is such an opportunity, Ramadan. This name Ramadan, I've run out of time. Shahru Ramadan. Shahru Ramadan. Allah introduces this month in the Quran, the month of Ramadan. Ulama say 11 months of the year. Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Akhir, Rajab, Shaban, Shawwal, Zulqada, Dhul-Hijjah. These names the Arabs kept. This word shahr, the root word of it is shuhrat, something that is famous. Why are months referred to as something that is famous? Because every month generally is associated with some season or some activity. Something we do in January, something you do in February. Likewise, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, each month has shuhrat with something. Allah says, shahru Ramadan. What is the shuhrat of Ramadan? What is the association of Ramadan? What is this month linked with? Alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. This is the month of the Qur'an. That itself is another topic. No time to go into that. Coming back to what we were saying. 11 months, Arabs kept the name. This month, Ramadan, Allah kept the name. Shahru Ramadan. The word Ramadan, what does it mean? It means to burn. It comes from the root word Ramada Yarmud. There's one hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Salatul Awabin hina tarmudul fisal." Awabin salat. One is the famous one after Maghrib. The other, in hadith terminology, Awabin refers to chash namaz. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam describing the time when must you make chash namaz. Look at how beautifully he describes it. Speaking to people in the desert, simple people, he said, "Hina tarmudul fisal." As the sun rises in the desert, the sand becomes hot. Eventually it becomes tepid, then boiling hot. The feet of the young foal and animal starts burning at 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. Rasulullah said that is the time of Awabin. Tarmudul fisal. Tarmudul fisal. When the burning takes place, Ramadan. What is the link between this word Ramadan and burning? They say if you want to destroy something, you can break it. You can tear it. But whatever you break or you tear can be pieced together again. The most conducive manner to destroy something so that no trace remains is to burn it to ashes. Ramadan, the month in which even the record of the sins of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are burned to ashes. Another explanation ulama give, they say that hunger physiologically causes heat. It's a different matter today, unfortunately, the type of sehri that we have and the type of iftar that we have and then the nighttime snack we have over that, the body is not even allowed to feel any hunger. We defeat the whole object of fasting. Fasting is zakatul jism. The body needs to melt. Feel that hunger so that you identify with the poor. Imam Ghazali rahimullah said, every time I felt faqa and hunger, Allah opened another door of noor of knowledge. We want taqwa, we want Allah's closeness. Little bit of hunger we have to experience. So don't defeat the object of fasting. The analogy ulama give, they say, when the stomach is hungry, Then physiologically heat is created. And in this cauldron, for the other 355 days of the year, all the sins that have amassed each day are poured into this fire, burnt and burnt and burnt and burnt, so that by the time the Hilal of Eid is sighted, this mu'min is completely sinless. Ramadan, this is the month of barakah. Shahrut Taqwa, Shahrut Tawbah, Shahrut Rahma, Shahrut Dua, Shahrul Quran, Shahrul Inaba, Shahrul Itq minan Niran. We cannot possibly enunciate what an opportunity Allah has given us. Additional activities, put it on one side. Wepari, put it one side. Running behind the dunya, put it one side. Whatever habits we have, put it one side. And treat this Ramadan as if it is your last Ramadan. Because no one has the guarantee. No one has the guarantee. Connect with Allah in Ramadan. And what better way? And this I'll terminate, I've run out of time. Allah gave us Badr in Ramadan. Allah gave us Fateh Makkah in Ramadan. Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used this month of Ramadan for hidayat, to spread the noor of Iman, to spread the noor of Islam. What better way for us to spend this Ramadan than in the path of Allah, in the environment of the masjid, in connecting with Allah, in bringing our lives unto sunnah. May Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana.